So you think, so if that's the East, then why can't PAE be the North?
Because the South start once you cross the boulevard.
I don't disagree with that at all. But what I'm saying is if PAE is on the North, I mean, you because saying what it's else on is the North. So you're saying it's on the West, but I think that's still the North.
But what's on the North? I told you, give me a North location, and you have to go to the North from Chili Bowl.
I got to go to the North from Chili Bowl?
You have to go to the North from there. You might more so downtown, for real. Like, does that even count? Like, does that even count as a side of town?
That would be a better debate, honestly, to say which side of town. To say that it was like, because it's like right on the cutoff, honestly, at downtown. If we talking just PAE, like, because downtown is like, once you go past that light. Downtown really only two streets, if we being real about it. But
okay.
I guess what they would consider downtown area on the other side of that light would be considered downtown. So it'd be a better argument so to it's say like, is like
that's the West.
It's like Midtown.
That's the West.
It's like Midtown, West Midtown, or North Midtown.
Cause Summit the West, right? You walking distance.
No, the Summit is on West.
Yeah, so that's but the West then.
No.
How the fuck ain't Chili Bowl the West?
So if
is Wisner the West?
No, Chili Bowl is the West. Wisner,
oh, so what are we talking? What we arguing then?
I was saying PAE. Chili Bowl is the West for sure.
I'm sorry, that was a central location that we was using.
Chili Bowl
to
West.
I can hit Chili Bowl with a rock from PAE, though.
But what you saying, though?
That's not the North.
So it's the Northwest, then?
It's closer to the South.
It's not really. Not really. You saying it's closer to the South than the West?
It's closer to the South than the North.
What?
PAE. No. Woodward is this basically the South.
It's right by Perry. It's
right on Woodward. You take Woodward around that bend.
Everything is right on Woodward. You could take Woodward right around that bend and be on the East.
You got to go, though. You've been that corner. Well, that's like the West, too, though. Because here on the West. So I'm going West still.
Here on the West outside of downtown. Here on the other side of downtown is 59, which is the East.
I'm talking about Huron. That's not, we don't call that Huron. We call that 59.
That's what I'm saying.
That's though. How you know.
That's what I'm saying.
It's what on, I'm talking about it's is
on opposite, it's the same street. It's no, just it's on not. Opposite sides that's of downtown.
Like, that's like Orchard Lake and Auburn. That's separated. Orchard Lake is West. Auburn is East. And you know that.
But it's still the same street, though. It's just named different.
If you want to.
It's like Six way. Mile and McNichols.
Shout out to Six Mile. Well, no, you know what's funny? Never mind.
When she get funny, that's what you got. Wasn't that funny?
It wasn't funny at all. Shout out to Nika, though. What is this episode?
I don't know. We took a couple weeks off, so, you know, I don't be knowing anyway. Couple weeks,
like 2 months, nigga?
Nah, it was not 2 months. It was like 3 weeks. We took like 3 weeks off. 2 weeks off. That was it.
I forgot a podcast.
I don't know what episode this is, though.
Well, let's look.
I'm about to look right now. Damn, I'm fucking up. I say that way too often.
Cat know what episode it is, but too bad
but I don't
know
speak what he's saying. Don't speak cat. Well, I'm DJ Kobe at DJ underscore Kobe. I'm on Twitter and I'm on Snapchat and I'm on iTunes and I'm on Tidal and I'm on all streaming services. Just search me. I got a new album coming out. It's called Don't Touch Me.
Don't listen to it unless I'm on it.
Honestly, there's space for Dub on this album as there
you
was
keep
the
saying
last
space.
Album.
You gotta
but
say,
he don't never.
You have to say, hey, come and be on this song, and then that's I'll not, come and be on that song.
I don't know if that's how it has to work. It's more of a you gotta be there. Episode 48. Shout out to all my, I don't really got nothing to associate 48 with, but you know what I'm saying? On the game.
I'm about to follow myself, LL Cool Torrance, everywhere. Follow the podcast, WTMN Podcast. I don't even know if we do a podcast no more. But,
when's search, the last time y'all did a podcast?
Shit, I don't know. Search and subscribe to WTMN TV on YouTube. Check out all the programming. Check out Kicking It With Clay Season 2. Slick and Smith Podcast is back. Check out Her Story 101. Check out Stoner Social. Check out Arts and Crafts.
Yeah, so much happened since the last episode. We didn't get to talk about Juneteenth. Clay's comeback already. He's what, on his third episode?
Two. We ain't about to be on third.
Yeah, we haven't talked about none of that. So we way behind. I feel like we was off for a long time.
I'm going to let the cat out the bag. I don't know when that next episode coming, because probably next week, because if we try and shoot this week, I'm not pushing it out in 2 days. So I'll say it ahead of time.
YOLO. Long as it get done, you know.
Yeah, no, ain't no big thing, man. You know what I'm talking about.
I was talking with Tone, and we trying to figure out how we can put the FG back how we used to do it, with the way we used to film it and everything, because we was really ahead of the curve on that shit. So
trying to get back on a lot of shit. I feel like we all were on a lot of shit.
Yeah. So we trying to put that back together and figure out a way that we can, you know what I'm saying, still incorporate what we do over here with what they do over there with, you know.
Are you on the podcast?
What we used to do.
I didn't know y'all. Oh, that's what
you're talking about. I was really sitting there having a conversation.
No. I thought you... when you said you're recording, I didn't know what the fuck you was talking about.
Yep, recording.
Yeah, I know what you're doing now.
You know, recording them beans in the pot, you know. Recording my hair.
Recording my hair.
What else do recording mean, nigga? What the hell do you mean?
So, how do you feel the Juneteenth episodes came out?
Excellent, actually. A couple of them, it was just, you know, it was on me because the lighting. It was on me because of the, like, I had to chop it. So, it was, like, a lot of times, like, people top of hats be cut off.
Yeah.
But
that's not the worst.
Yeah, I don't even get past that shit. The shit is excellent. You know what I'm saying? Just watch it. It's good content.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, the people that have watched it that talk to me about it all say that this nigga, you know, sounds like he really know weed. So, you know, we got the point across, you know. I think it did what it did. We just need more people to look at it.
Wasn't no middle of mall shit that we was doing. That's what Jubby High Roller is saying.
What is it called?
This ain't no middle of mall shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, I feel like we did a good job.
He gonna be in Sonic.
When?
The movie.
Oh. You seen that he was redoing that shit?
I feel like... I mean...
I think the movie gonna be trash either way.
I think they're... Like, it ain't... Like, how is it gonna be good is the question.
They just trying to bank on niggas fuck with Sonic.
That's what it's gonna be.
I'm cool. I never really gave a fuck about Sonic like that, for real. Like, Sonic was cool, like, it was a fun game to play, but that shit
was... Sonic was a shit back in the day.
It was never the shit to me. I mean... It was all right, y'all got Sonic.
You're a little younger, too, though.
You know, I remember
so when Sonic hit, you probably wasn't even... You wasn't here, you wasn't never able to... You know what I'm saying? You didn't know what Sonic were. So...
I don't know, that shit just wasn't never popping to me like that.
I mean, that's cool. Sonic was, you know what I'm saying, the shit back in the day. I remember I had Sonic.
Never liked none of the classic games that niggas rant and rave about, like the fucking...
That's fine. Mario 3?
I ain't never had no beef around with Mario. Mario was always legit.
So you like Mario, but you said you ain't fuck with 007. Nigga, that was...
What? No, I didn't say I liked Mario. I said I don't have no beef with Mario, nigga.
The low-key sleeper...
I don't really like the...
of all time, like that. Is Pokemon Stadium.
Like, I used to steal Pokemon cards just so I could have them at school when everybody else had theirs, but
used to steal
I never knew how to play. I never really was, like, into, like, the Pokemon games like that either. But I also never had a Game Boy, so maybe it was a novelty of having them both.
You remember that, cuz? Mm-hmm. I didn't get a Game Boy until I was in high school.
I had a PSP, and I had to buy that with my own money.
Matter of fact, story time. And, like, what year was this? You might not remember this. It was whatever year the Great Lakes Crossing opened. We took a field trip, a school field trip. I was in middle school. I want to say I was like 7th grade. Long story short, I had a bike. And I had a like a bike club. And I actually stole that.
Niggas was stealing shit. You know, that's how
it was like a what?
Is that enough for you?
You put you more in there. Yeah. All right. Not all the way, but you know. Not to where we just smoking all leaf. But so yeah, we go. I had a bike club, like a lock device, and it had a circle key.
Right.
We used to just steal like little stupid shit. Keys, like, but this like I was at school and this white nigga, I guess he was like a criminal genius. He was like he kept like asking me about my key. He's saying something. He was like, "You got another one? You know, like, you got how many? You know, did you where did I get it from? And how did you?" I'm gonna tell him like, "Yeah." So he like, "Hey, no, we go out to I don't know if it was beforehand or what, but I remember we was at Grayless Cross and he was asking me about my fucking lock or my key again. And he wanted to use that mug to use, basically to get into when, like whatever the little, look, it was like a video game kiosk.
Okay.
And he wanted to like basically use that bitch to
bust that bitch open.
He was trying to get that money. And he did.
Okay. So he knew what the fuck was
up. And he super did. He got me a Game Boy, but he told him. Like, he tried to make it out. Like, all I did was get a nigga the key. Like, I didn't. Oh, so I wasn't there. He got caught. I wasn't there. Like, eventually. Like, people, it was like after the fact. Like, people was like, hey, saw him with some Game Boys or some shit. You know, niggas told on him. But, like, after the fact.
He probably told him himself. He probably told a bunch of niggas. Niggas were jealous.
Probably.
You know how the game go.
No, I don't know how that game go. I don't know how that game go. I don't never know nobody who did that.
Streets is cold. So, he was an OG finesser.
Long story short, yeah, he tried to put it on me. I wouldn't. I told him nigga straight up. I said, I gave him the key. I don't know what he did with it.
So it was like some criminal shit that was involved with this shit after the fact?
Not really. He ain't getting no trouble. Like, I think he might got kicked out of school for like a day.
Oh, okay.
But I choked the shit out that nigga.
I mean, he earned it. You know, a nice little hand necklace. Ain't never killed too many people.
I was trying to kill him. I remember this other white dude. That wasn't him. It was this other similar looking white dude. He had got like this fake ass little ruby set, like a little jewelry set, real shiny gold.
The rubies.
And he was talking about he got it for because he liked some little girl, you know. And they was like, you know, whatever. And he was like, yeah, man, you know, I got this for you. Thinks you'll like it, you know. I'm like, man. I don't know if that's real. Like, you might want to go, you know, ask, you know, check your man.
Where did he acquire this merchandise?
I don't fucking remember. And he was like, what? He's like, I kind of thought, man, but I don't know. When we were sitting there talking, he was like, man, I'm going to go back. I'm going to find that dude. I'm going to biff. I'm like, man, what? He's like, yeah, I'm going to biff. Man, what I tell you.
What the fuck does that even mean?
I don't know.
Bro, he was going to murder that man.
Biff means...
It's got
that's
to
what
be,
I always thought. But like, people gotta be named
a manslaughter charge, like to biff a nigga.
I don't know,
bro. Don't be in these streets getting biffed.
Yeah, don't, cause that nigga was pissed.
Nigga ain't never biffed me.
Like, he was God. Like, nah. I mean, nah.
Don't let me find out niggas out here biffing you, Dub.
I mean, you know,
that shit ain't good for the podcast. They gonna have to call it Black Men Don't Biff.
Nah, don't mind it. Biff.
So did he find a nigga?
Nah, I don't remember none of that shit.
Did he give the girl the rubies?
I think he did.
Didn't work out.
I think he did, because they like liked each other.
So he probably didn't need the rubies or the biff. He could have avoided this biff.
He probably was pissed. I mean, I understand the anger, but just remember I used to like this Italian girl with green eyes.
Okay. A little exotic thing.
And because I used to like all the Puerto Rican girls. And the black girls didn't like that. And then when I really liked her, ooh. Yeah,
because they just said she white. They didn't
like
care.
That nigga. Like, people was like, nigga, I'm glad you here. Do you remember that time we went up to what the Supermercado is now? And we was talking shit to cuz.
Supermercado?
You talking the, about the, Food Pioneer Foodland on Walton and Perry.
Okay, say that.
We went up there and we was talking shit to cuz, like one of them Puerto Rican niggas. It was our friend. We knew, I forget his name. We're like Mondo or some shit.
I think so.
I'm gonna just tell you his name being Mondo, him being Puerto Rican. It seems a little racial.
But Pete, because he was cool as shit. That was our friend. We was talking shit to him and we walked outside and it was like 17 niggas behind him. Mm-hmm. You remember that? All I can remember is one of them had a pen. Like one of them little mat with all the, like the colors on it.
Yeah.
I just kept thinking, like, what the fuck you gonna do with that pen? Like, nigga, about to get all y'all fucked up because you got this pen.
That nigga's finna biff the fuck out of you.
Man, you gonna need a not with no pen. You can't biff nobody with no pen.
He knows some shit you didn't know. Imagine a nigga running up on you with a pen with the multicolored ink in it.
Do you understand how many shots would win in that nigga?
You know how much business he
means.
The
moment that pen would move. It would have been like the Matrix.
Yeah, and he would have been all over your ass.
That nigga would have been, the bullets would have been all over his ass.
He would have just,
but you know,
30 more Puerto Ricans would have ran out.
But that was like, but do you remember that though? Like, I'm not crazy, right?
Yeah, I remember that shit.
I be trying to tell people that shit, and they be looking at me like, all right, man, I know you ain't that kind of hombre. No, nigga.
Say a Puerto Rican mom. Almost for
a grocery store full of... Why was it so many of them?
Because, nigga.
It was like it's not 17 people that work in a fucking grocery store, cuz.
But it's the supermercado. That's where they hang out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's the stuff. Niggas be on the block at they little hood store. You feel what I'm saying? And then they be at the supermarket.
I'm from Latinos. Man, you know where I used to live at. You know what I'm saying? I call myself a Vato.
Yeah, they be having church over there.
Niggas just used to be... I used to be out there grooving with them, man. I remember them niggas thought I was laughing at them. Though? Like, we almost had an international incident almost. You need me to pause it?
An international incident?
Yeah, nigga, because it was me, and I don't remember who was on the porch. I was sitting on the little stoop with me.
Okay.
But, like, they was all standing outside, and it was hot as shit. It was, like, one of them hot-ass days, and, yeah, like, where we was standing at, it ain't no real shade unless you up under the trees, right, and they all out in the, you know what I'm saying?
And it's, like, mostly, they like, pine almost. Trees anyway.
This yeah.
Chunky. Oh,
God. It's like, and there you go, too. So but,
it just came from me.
I won't put it in
there. Feel like Jay-Z.
All them, nigga, sharper than a motherfucking turtle beak. Nigga, like, these, I don't know if turtle beak is sharp. I just figured that would sound nice, and it didn't. But sharper than whatever the hell is sharp.
Sharper than that penny that's in the biff you with.
No. And I was like, I'm like, oh shit. Like, I'm like in true amazement. Like, there's no sarcasm. There's no, I guess it's because I'm, you know, I'm silly. So it's going to be funny. But like, I'm 100% like genuine. Like, oh shit. Like, I'm like, cuz, like, fly as hell. And they was like, you know, like they thought I was talking shit.
Oh, so they was finna ride.
I mean, you know how I be on the porch, you know, sitting out. So it wasn't going to go that way. But, but they felt the kind of, I'm like, no, nigga, like, I can't dress like that if I wanted. And they, nigga, they look like they was just, shit, like, they was, yeah. Let's say it was 92 degrees. They Mexicans
be clean. They be having not a little sweating. Yeah,
had
song.
It fucking, had yeah. The fucking hair all coiffed Rico to the fucking teeth. Like, man, I couldn't be that fresh if I wanted to. They think I was laughing at them. I was amazed at how the hell they had
on. I was telling somebody the other day, this nigga Keith Buck had posted a picture. He was at the club and he had on some of them boots the niggas be having on. And niggas was on there talking shit. I'm like, bro, them Mexicans be serious about their damn boots. Like, nigga, them boots is for real, nigga. Yeah. That shit. And them bitches be expensive. This ain't no middle of mall shit.
Yeah. But, I was just amazed at how them niggas had on, you know, all that shit. And they wasn't sweating. Like, they didn't look uncomfortable.
Because they made for that shit. It's hot outside. It'd be hotter in Mexico.
I remember Pops taught me all like the bad words for people, like the racial terms, like that slurs. And he told me to say, we call them Mexicans pepper bellies, and beaners, and wetbacks.
What the fuck is a pepper belly? That shit sound like some shit white people came up with.
All that shit sound like some shit white people came up with. Except that for shit the, don't even except for the shit for white people. Because black people made that shit up. Like cracker, honky.
O-fay.
Yeah, all that shit sounds like some shit that we make up.
Uncle Johnny.
I don't know about that one.
Hell no.
But,
I forgot what they were talking about.
I don't know, you put something on the list.
Oh, them, keep your damn kids.
To yourself.
To your damn self. Them your kids. I forgot what we were saying, though.
Nah, because, like... How you were saying something like, if she got a kid, you gotta be nice to the kid.
So what I was saying was like if you was with a chick and you know what I'm saying, you went over there, you know what I'm saying, for whatever reason you was there, and the kid was up and he was still active and shit. You know what I'm saying? That kid not gonna go to bed just cause it's bedtime.
I'm not coming through if the kid awoke.
I mean, but nigga, that ain't always in your control because the kid it might is not always be woke, in my control. And then you might get there and then the kid might and then wake up.
Mommy, I, you know?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if it ain't one of them situations, you know what I'm saying? You just got to tire that nigga out real quick. It don't take that long to get a kid tired. You got to tire their mind, not their body.
I never want to meet kids. I never want to meet your
kids.
But
that's facts, though. But in the event that you did...
You gotta have an exit
strategy. I'm gonna act like I'm the boogeyman.
No, that's not gonna work. That's not gonna work.
I'm gonna be the meanest nigga in the world. Get this little motherfucker away from me. I don't never want to meet this kid. I came over here to get some of these children through the atmosphere.
That method is not gonna work for you. It's not gonna work for you. So you gotta tire that kid mind out. You gotta ask them like 10 questions they can't answer. And then eventually they gonna be like, I'm gonna get the fuck away from this nigga. And they gonna go in the room.
I'm gonna bite him.
It's gonna take all of 10 minutes. If you bite the kid, then it's over. The deal is done. The kid's gonna bake. She's gonna call the police. No. And then it's gonna be more than that.
No.
She gonna mace you.
She gonna be too enthralled with the tune.
Oh, and so we drugging bitches. Cool.
No.
I just wanted to make sure.
No, because that's not tune.
That is not
drugs. Tune. Tune is not. Drugs are not a part of tune.
Stay woke. I want to do another arts and crafts.
For what?
Put it back in there. I feel I'm confident in my backwoods skills enough to do a.
We gotta do the make the bongs too.
We do gotta do that, but that video is gonna be much longer.
Cuz gave me a price on the pieces too. I don't like it though. But yeah. So if I, but that's why I was saying, and this is going to sound so silly because it's all hypothetical. Okay, everything that I'm about to say from this point forward.
It's all theoretical rhetoric.
I don't. I kind of like. I'm almost done dating girls with kids for that reason. Like I don't want to meet these niggas. Like you know what I'm saying. Like I ain't trying to really be no stepdaddy. Number one.
Say it's just funny on Facebook.
Yeah. Why do people believe so much shit that I share on Facebook?
Because why would internet? Anybody post lies to the internet?
Why wouldn't they? It's just funny. Like it just is. If it's just funny.
Like it's on the internet, it's got to be true, right?
It's just funny, but yeah. So you got to be kind of like I kind of like dating the women that don't really like me a whole lot.
Okay, explain this to me. Cause usually I go the other way.
But, I mean no. I like the ones that you know really like me, but you know the ones that you just kind of hang and chill with. You don't want them to really like you because that's when it's gonna become more than what you want it to be.
Fair enough.
If they like you just a little bit and they kind of almost you know like they you get on their nerves a little bit enough that they still fuck with you though. Cause like, don't ever hit me with like what was I saying like the I don't want you to meet my kids yet type of shit. Fine. I want you to think that you're keeping. I want you to think that you're keeping your kids away from me because I want to meet your kids and become serious. Because I never want to meet your kids and become serious. So you can keep your kids the fuck away from me. Keep your kids to yourself.
Keep your kids to yourself.
And I say all this to say that I date women with kids. I just don't ever want to meet them.
So you
treat me like Sasquatch.
So you say I'm about to die.
Just let me be pretend. who is your friend? I ain't even real.
So what you're saying is none of these women that you deal with or have dated that have children, you never at any point
met kids. I ain't gonna say I never wanted to, and I don't know who. Nobody listen to this nigga. I can say what I want.
Of course.
And it's all hypothetical anyway. But, not really. Like, I don't really.
So you never saw it go that far? That's deep. Do you get that awkward silence?
Because I just thought about something. What I thought about was is Sunday is Cinco de Mayo.
Drink
man
de Mayo.
Oh man. And
so what you drinking? Tequila?
A little bit. I wouldn't grab me a little pint.
Is that racist that I said tequila? And it's like
no.
Cause it's made there.
With some of that De Leon too. But I just figure.
And some cocaine.
No. When I make a drink, I'm not gonna drink a lot of it. I'm gonna just drink a shot. Mm-hmm. Into my cup, and I'm gonna pour some pineapple juice. Mm-hmm. I got two big Everfreshes of pineapple.
Okay, pineapple or pineapple juice? Because pineapple juice. It's a difference.
Pineapple juice.
I'm mad they stopped making the little pineapple juice and they just make that pineapple flavor shit because that shit went from 100% to like
two, probably.
No, this contains no juice.
type shit.
But
stay woke.
Yeah, so you know, just drop a little shot, cause I can't drink that damn tequila, man. You remember that? Do you remember that? Them summer, like a summer and a half. You can save something if you want. You don't have to be the boogeyman in real life. But you just drink all that damn tequila, all that goddamn Patron and shit. That's what really happened to my life.
That summer?
No, it wasn't. It was. That was the summer I had watched Lily for y'all.
That summer.
That was a crazy summer. What was that, like 2010?
That was like drunk summer.
2010 was a good
summer. Somewhere around there.
Decent thing.
Yeah, man, that was you know.
I can't even remember the last time I had tequila. Like, that shit is horrible. Niggas be like, you gotta, it's about which one you drink, nigga. All that shit.
I mean, that's true.
All that still. Shit tastes like pennies.
That fucking 1800. That's the worst. That used to be your
shit.
Yeah,
but
he was the first nigga I ever seen with, like, a shape of cake. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Nigga had an 1800 bottle shaped cake. It was the first of its kind. Glad you hear that. There's a lot of history being told.
You was
off
the 1800
today.
Like that?
Yes.
That
1800 party.
And when I came through with the gigantic
bottle. Y'all made a lot of bad decisions.
We did. And guess Conjure was there too.
And Conjure was
making me drink that bullshit.
I didn't make you drink
that. I haven't had that Conjure since that day.
I have.
That shit. Because that shit had you so fucked up that day. I was like,
oh, I ain't eating nothing. I was wild. I had that big ass Taco Bell cup full of that shit.
Yeah, niggas was going too hard.
Pete.
I had a Big Mac for the first time that day.
The young lady that was with me that night was really drunk.
That same night?
Yes. And decided to sing to me in the car.
Okay.
When I tell you, like, it was like, it meant a lot, but nigga, it was like the
worst thing ever.
The worst thing I ever fucking heard.
She wasn't married.
Huh?
She wasn't no MJB.
Hell no. Yeah.
Song, what probably. Song did she sing?
I don't remember. It was one of the ones, though. Yeah, it was like a meaningful song. And she was like, I'm thinking that she really thought she was tearing this shit up.
I just can't believe that you went, like, to somebody after you left where we was at.
No, not that night.
Oh, what were we talking about?
The night of his party.
Okay, I'm thinking, yeah, like, we nigga, went you went fucking, out in the world like how you
we went? To, oh, no, I went home. We went to fucking like, Panera.
Was dead.
And it was closed. We sat in the parking lot and she sang to me.
Oh, that's romantic. Summer?
Yeah.
Windows down? Down?
Yeah.
Yep. That was romantic. It was a vibe.
Yeah.
Up until right now, when she listened to this, she probably thought that was a meaningful moment in her life.
Mm. I laughed. I could not laugh.
Man, you
man. I mean, it was okay. It was like, it wasn't like a ha 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 laugh.
It seems like it was one of those.
It was like a ha 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 laugh.
And what she said, she didn't have no reaction.
We laughed.
She probably laughed to keep from crying.
I thought that.
That's fucked up.
I didn't think that.
What was
I'm
the
so
song?
Sorry. I didn't think that. I'm so sorry.
Nah.
You don't remember the song?
I don't remember.
You gotta remember the song.
I don't.
Man.
I remember, but I used to sing to everybody, though. I used to sing Maxwell Tour.
So, see, that's what it was. See, you didn't give us
but I know I sound before. Horrible.
That, but it's not about that, though. You sang to her, so she felt like she had to give you that same energy back. So really, you started this.
I'm fine with that, but she did a terrible fucking job at it.
She probably thought that meant something.
It did. I said that was the first thing I said about it. It meant a lot.
What did it mean? Let's talk about it.
It means that Sunday is Cinco de Mayo. What we eating, guys? We eating enchiladas or tacos or chimichangas, man. I'm hungry.
This seems very, like, if I was, like, Mexican, I would be slightly offended right now.
Wow.
Just seems
Mexican energy food is delicious.
It is. I might get some after I leave.
But why do we have to do that when it's, like
get
nigga.
Food from Mexico?
No, I mean, but, like, why is that offensive, right? Because I guess
it's maybe, like, the tone it's delivered in.
Peep this though, right? Because I put this on Facebook today. I think I might put it on Twitter too. But I feel like whenever anybody mocks me, they all make the exact same voice. I don't take that as being offensive, but that could be seen as being offensive.
Yeah, right? I guess if you was tender like that.
But how else could it be? You know what I'm saying? Because like I was thinking about it's a not white. I mean, it's a not black girl at work who like sometimes I use a black accent, and I'd be like, I bet the black girls at work probably don't fuck with her, but in my mind, it's like, I don't really give a shit because black girls go in and out of white girl voices all the time. So we can't, like, why do people get so mad at it when it's the, you know what I'm saying, when it's like that? So if I were to say, you know what I'm saying, to use a Mexican accent, why the fuck not? I'm talking about Mexican food. If I was like, oh, I am, ooh, eat an enchilada and fall asleep, you know what I'm saying, whatever, if I'm doing that, then yeah.
Fall asleep. That shit is definitely racist. I don't know how, but
I'm just saying, like, if I was saying things like that, then yeah. But you know what I'm saying? If whatever, I love tacos.
Yeah, I'm probably getting me a quesadilla while I leave here. Fuck quesadilla. With the shrimps. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Beans with the rice. They put the limes in there. I might use the lime, but you know what I'm saying? They got the red sauce be different every time I go there. They tell me it's hot. At one time it was hot, but then the rest of the time that shit was mild.
I want the Martes del Taco, and
yeah, they hot as hot,
nigga. It's like it's delicious, but man, like nigga, that shit stinks.
Yeah, they shit slap.
I'm no longer a Lakers fan. I want to make that announcement. I'm now a Phoenix Suns fan and a Sacramento Kings fan.
Why are you jumping ship?
I'm sick of this shit. Now Tyronn Lue gonna be the fucking coach. What? Hey, come on, man. Like, nigga, get the fuck out of here. Like, you heard why Magic left?
Why, man?
Because he was accidentally CC'd in on some shit. On the emails and they was talking about him. So he like, fuck y'all. That's why he was like, y'all, somehow I got to tell my boss. And like, if not that I've heard that, because I don't know that it'd be true. That's all. It's all hearsay for me.
Right.
But just hearing that whole interview now, it all makes sense. Because it sounded like he was just babbling a little bit. Like, he was just wilding. Like, it sounded like he was really just tripping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if you look at it, if you listen to it again, I listened, because they kept playing it last night. If you listen to it again, it all makes sense now. It all makes sense why he was saying how he said it and what he was saying. I'm sick of this shit. Why the Lakers, man? Why the Lakers, Brian? You could have went to the Clippers. Why the Lakers? You could have went back to Miami. You could have just stayed your ass in Cleveland.
You want to be a Laker?
I want to be a gazillionaire.
Do you got the means?
I don't even know if that's a real.
Become a Laker.
Man. This Brian, look. If you really love black people how you say you do, leave the Lakers.
Now man. You got to put it on this blackness.
Leave, man.
Why is this blackness?
Just leave. I'm not disagreeing that
the team is being destroyed by these happenings, but what I'm saying, like, is blackness on the line?
Yes. Bro, man, just do us all a favor, man. Let the Lakers be great again and leave, nigga. Get us a first round pick. Go to Philly. Get their first round pick. Go somewhere. You go anywhere in the league. Anybody will give us 3 first rounds for you. Help us out. If you're really a Laker, if you really love us as much as you want to pretend like you do,
just leave.
Leave and get us 3 first round picks. And Anthony Davis. You love us so much. Just give us something. Besides this bullshit that you give him. Besides fucking Tyronn Lue. What's next? Kevin Love. I'm sick of saying shit because I feel like everything that I say that I hate, it happened.
I'm going to be honest, bro.
I would not be surprised if like I said, the only way that this could get any worse for me right now is if Kyle Lowry somehow becomes the Lakers' starting point guard next season. And if it does, I don't even care no more because I don't like Lakers no more. So, don't matter.
Honestly, I'm no more for this Tyronn Lue move than you are. But like I've been saying, fuck Luke Walton. Anything is an improvement for me. I don't think he gonna do no better job.
Watch. Sacramento got some players over there. Watch.
Bro, this nigga just had LeBron James. What do, like, he could do shit with LeBron James. LeBron James took the Cavaliers with LeBron James and LeBron James. That nigga ain't have no headlining coach. He ain't have no, what it was, look, him, what, Zydrinus Ilgauskas?
Oh, we talking about years and years ago, huh?
You feel what I'm saying? Like, if you could, that nigga could
be. I mean, he had players on his team. And if we all want to be fair and say he didn't have help, that's probably why he didn't go that far, huh? Right? He never made it to the finals. I mean, well, you know, he made it to the finals with that year with them against the Pistons. They didn't last that long, but they did make it. You know what I'm saying? And it took a LeBron effort to get him there. That made sense, though, right? LeBron got him there. But yeah, if you want to say he didn't have help, good, because he didn't really get that far before he went to Miami. Outside of 2007.
He should have played with D-Wade his last season.
He should have.
If he would have played with D-Wade his last season, LeBron be should walk into the playoffs. Like LeBron the playoffs should. Like, oh.
Coach. The Cavs. He could be the first player coach of the Cavs. Owner. Player coach owner of the Cavs.
That's honestly, he could probably do that. And it's less than likely, but it's very possible.
Why not? Why the fuck?
Yeah, I just think him and D-Wade played themselves. Like, Bron could have easily signed a one-year deal, play with him. Them niggas could have went back to the finals, or at least D-Wade would have been in the playoffs, you know what I'm saying? Even if they didn't make it all the way to the finals, them niggas would have been in the East. They could have made something shake in the East.
I don't never want to doubt LeBron. So it's got to be that he just don't give a shit in L.A.? So I'm not so sure he would give a shit in Miami. Because I don't want to say LeBron, like, getting whacked now. Because I don't ever want to say
I'm that. Just speaking as far as, like, the game goes, not how much.
I'm just saying fuck, because he going to need to be good to make it in the East.
Yeah.
The East ain't, like, Toronto wasn't Toronto. Even though
It's not the same cakewalk East that it was.
Yeah, say, that's what I'm saying. Ago. So they wouldn't but be cakewalking through the East, I don't believe.
If he would have played with D-Wade his last season, them niggas would have done better than neither one of them niggas went to the playoffs. Them niggas would have at least made the playoffs.
Yeah, but might have got bounced in the first round. Or might be about to get bounced now.
But neither one of them niggas got close to the first round. So if you could at least make it to the second round, them niggas would have. That's an improvement for what we got from LeBron last season.
Okay, I guess you mean.
That's what I'm saying. Like, instead of going to the Lakers and doing all of this shit, he could have easily just went to Miami, did a 1 year deal, and then coming up this summer, this nigga could have been back in somebody's office talking $100 million.
I hate him.
He could have fucked the Lakers up this season. But we would have had picks. You feel me? We would have. If he wouldn't have played for us, them niggas would have been super trash. Them niggas would have possibly got a higher pick in the first round. You feel what I'm saying? All the Duke niggas is coming out. We probably wouldn't have got Zion still, but. You feel me?
And I'm okay with that, man.
Yeah, I'm okay with not having Zion. But I'm not okay with Luke Walton.
Anywho, a young lady who wants to argue with me about if the dream was great or not.
Like?
The dream, you know.
Like Terrius?
Yeah. Was if he was great or not and laughed and shit like that. Just sent me an Instagram post talking about the dream, saying I didn't know. He said he. I read the text.
Niggas gotta stop fronting the dream. Like, I know he ain't.
He got bread. I didn't know he wrote these songs. Super talented.
Which songs are you referencing?
It's on this fucking video. I didn't watch the video.
Oh yeah. So,
but
no, the dream be writing a bunch of shit. Yeah. All that shit with regardless, that. Goddamn.
He. I think. I mean, music is all subjective, yeah. Right? But whatever. I don't. I like all his. I don't really care. Like
he ain't put out no whack albums.
I think he writes more songs than he
sings
and make albums.
Yeah, definitely.
That 40 clip off. Well, I don't like 3 songs.
Yeah, I'm not saying 100% of the songs that he put out is flames, but he never put out no whack project. Like, it's some songs.
Don't talk about that. The whole little 3 album joint.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it was nobody's, songs gonna, ain't like, nobody's gonna put out a 30-40 song project and all of them bitches hit. Like, no, it's gonna be some songs on there you don't like.
I only listened to 7, but they said that's how Chris Brown album was.
What? Like all 45 songs was a good song.
I mean, good and slappers.
Yeah, no, I know it. That's my shit. Yeah. I have it downloaded. That's my shit.
Yeah, Dream be dropping that shit.
That's my shit.
I think we dropping that shit. Man, let me tell you. You gotta stop fronting the Dream.
I ain't meet no kids off the Dream.
Oh, God. And niggas gotta stop acting like the Dream just got cold when he start fucking with Beyonce. I hope. Like, chill out. That nigga shit was cold before them niggas leaked up.
Yep.
Stay woke.
I just said I used to get yelled at about being on this podcast.
And then you do everything. Right back
on the podcast.
Everything you right could possibly do to.
I don't even care. She don't even like me no more, so I don't even count.
I mean, if she ain't like you before, she. Your chances are over, bro.
She don't like you no more, so it don't matter.
But Cinco de Mayo Sunday, so you know, just drink your pain away.
No, you know, ain't no pain.
Or cocaína.
Follow me at WTMN. I mean LL Cool Torrance. Look at the shit on YouTube. Oh, my man went completely blank. What is happening?
That cocaína.
Follow myself, LL Cool Torrance everywhere. Follow the podcast, WTMN podcast. Wait, are we done yet?
I was like, what are you doing? Like, we ended the show? Like, is it over? Like, what's going on? We didn't do picks or none of that shit.
Oh.
Do you got picks?
I do, I think.
Did you listen to Jacob Lattimore's new album?
I haven't.
You have not. You gotta listen to this nigga Emmett.
So, I'm back on, I do got a pick. I'm back on, damn, did I play this already?
What is it? I don't know.
Webby.
What? Which what?
G shit.
I think maybe. I know you play some Webby.
But so Apple Music.
You gotta stop smoking them cigarettes, bro.
Apple Music what? Sent me the that good old email. They get 3 months for the price of one. So I said, you know what?
I'ma just sign up for it.
Cause they just gave me a free month like 2 months ago.
I'm a sheep.
I'm gonna go ahead and do it. Give me my little, cause that's the only place where Pat Room at. And Pat Room that shit. And that's the only way.
It's
BG,
a lot of mixtapes.
Huh?
I think it's a lot.
Pat Room. Pat Room made a mixtape, but is it? I thought that was his own.
See, that's the thing. I never know what's an album and what's a mixtape for niggas no more.
I don't know, but either way, I'm dope, man. I bought Fonte album.
Fontigolo.
I bought Speaker Box Love Below. I bought Dirty Money. UGK.
I'm about to start buying vinyl.
Yeah, I got a couple. I bought DG song.
DG got a vinyl?
Yeah, bought his song. What's your pick, Daoud?
I don't know what the name of it is. Okay, it's Jacob Lattimore, Old Thing Back. This, I don't know if you watched The Shy, but this that nigga Emmett that be on there, you know what I'm saying? That's the only reason I even listen to
it. After D. Zamero went off last night, I was watching. Who's Emmett? Which one is, oh, that's the dude with the,
that work at the that be selling the shoes and shit. Yeah.
Burned up the chicken spot?
Yeah, this nigga.
What the hell would I ask to see my child?
Rocking big trips, signing big deals. When that money gets to calling, baby, I got a pill. She said, baby, please don't blow me off. You gotta listen. See, the last time that we talked, I got in my feelings and I blew it. I was stupid. I was young then. I was foolish. Please forgive me. Please be with me. Cause without you, I feel empty.
What good would you be? I can't hear. I'm gonna get away with it.
She just want that old thing back, yeah. Cause he don't make a smile for no reason.
And she can't remember why we not together. She just want that old thing back, yeah. And she human, so she gon' make some mistakes. To make it up, she do whatever it's gon' take. Cause she love me like a fat kid loves some cake. I ain't even gonna lie, girl, I've been thinking about you. Not just about your booty, but your beauty too. Not just about the way you move, but you always had your brains to compliment you. Link up tonight, do song tonight. Hit the city, have a little bit of fun tonight. That's what I'm saying to her. Baby girl, for whatever it's worth. Cause now I'm only rocking big trips, signing big deals. When that money gets to calling, baby, I got a pill. She said, baby, please don't blow me off. You gotta listen. See, the last time that we talked, you got in your feelings. Then we blew it. We were stupid. We were young then. We were foolish. So, baby, baby, I can give you another chance. She just want that old thing back, yeah. Cause he don't make a smile for no reason like me. She missed them butterflies in her belly. And she can't remember why we not together. She just want that old thing back, yeah. And she human, so she gon' make some mistakes. To make it up, she do whatever it's gon' take. Cause she love me like a fat kid loves some cake. She just want that old thing back, yeah. I wish that people just knew more. Cause I'm just looking at this track list on this fucking Padded Room, man. I know niggas don't know nothing about this, but
yeah, Padded Room was super slept on. Yeah, and when Joe Budden died, not wishing no like ill things on him or nothing like that, niggas is gonna go back and listen and be like, this nigga was really cold, and I'ma start checking niggas like, bro, what type of nuts
shit you on? I don't know.
Niggas don't like Joe Budden because of his personality.
But they don't even like know it was personality. They just know what other people say about his personality.
I mean, niggas be watching Love & Hip Hop.
Yeah,
he be on. Yeah, he be on TV now. He TV Joe now.
I don't. You know, I don't watch.
Like, you talking about shit. Rap Joe?
I'm sorry. I know I didn't play this, but I'm going to play this. This is Couldn't Help It, Joe Budden, Padded Room.
Oh God. Say love. I'm looking for a nigga that sing like that to sing on this song like that. I'm gonna let you hear it. If you personally. And if it is, I would pay money to see that.
Yo, one time we was at this party.
Still that shit happened regardless. I was so young back then, so heartless. And the shit I was thinking could've caught me some charges. Listen, I tried to talk to her normally. That shit ain't worked for 1 second. She was on to me. I tried to explain how I ain't have a dollar to my name. Pursuing this rap shit, chasing fame. Young dudes dressed in the hood like Jesus. I ain't ready for no child, but she was. When you piss poor, get to having sick thoughts. I'm thinking abortion like a savage. A on purpose accident to have a miscarriage. Her mother and mine I couldn't end up seeing. Plus, what type of mother would you end up being? You already a psycho. I wouldn't let that pass. I ain't think like Tom Bond. I thought fat ass. All the times you was pregnant and miserable. All the fights we had that got physical. Every time I sent you back and pissed at you like I ain't one. Yeah, I kinda planned that, inconsiderate, sounds just like me. Then you push something out that looks just like me. I grabbed my little dude up, looked him in his eyes. But you can't understand right now, I apologize. How could I not want you here, be that selfish? Fuck was on my mind at the time, my bad, I couldn't help it.
so come on. Like, yo, you tripping. Real, I couldn't help it. Even though I tried, must have been something going on inside. No lie, I couldn't help it. Almost 6 minutes. So yeah.
It's a good record. Good record. No hook till the end, really.
Yep.
Shout out Joe Budden.
Shout out Joe Budden.
Rapper Joe Budden, not like podcast Joe Budden.
No, shout out podcast Joe
Budden. I mean, yeah, podcast Joe too. I'm trying to go to the show. I seen y'all in the group message. I know I ain't say shit.
I just want a shirt. Them motherfucking shirts is so hard. I just
want the fucking shirt. Avengers one?
All them mugs. Like, all like the tour shirts, like the Miami. I wore them. I don't know if they in Miami or somewhere in Florida. Them bitches hard. Like, them motherfuckers is out cold. Cause
can you, like, it's like a website you could just go get them at? Or you got to get
that's
them at?
That's why I asked them on Twitter and nobody hit me back.
I'll ask them again.
I don't really care.
Yeah, I get it.
It's like,
you gotta ask
I really want the shirt, but it's like, you not gonna let me get it. Me and Tone got, you know, a deal. You know.
Dude, I mean, I'm trying to go to the show if it's still tickets available.
Hey, shout out to Tone, man. If y'all get $1 million, I'm robbing one of y'all.
I mean, you know.
I'm still y'all friend.
But I'm a robber type shit. I mean, friends rob friends all the time.
No, they don't. They're not supposed to.
I mean, who makes the rules of friends?
Because that's your friend. But
you who makes the friend rules?
But you know. But I wouldn't even have to, probably, because you would be like, hey, come.
Friends don't rob friends,
do
this, guys.
And we'll pay you to do it. And I'll be like, okay, guys, I'll do it. I'm not gonna rob one. Yeah. I'm lying.
We're not robbing anyone. I do need to hit up Tall though.
That's a horrible way to remember. You're supposed to hit somebody up. You talk about robbing them. Oh yeah, but so this nigga you could put him on a song. This nigga I guess was high as hell way back when. This like her sweet 16, cause this nigga, you know, he always been high as hell, so I guess so. We at this party, this nigga call us into a huddle.
If ever you in a party and niggas call you into a huddle, it's one or two things going down. It's somebody's about to fight, or it's some next level bullshit in the business.
And it was next, cause it was all love in the place, but it was just some next level. Like, man, what the hell? This nigga call us in the middle. He's standing in the middle of this fucking huddle. He starts singing Genuine. My whole life. And man, we all like dispersed even like, pew.
Like, dog, what the fuck wrong with this nigga, bro? I'm thinking it's finna go down and shit. I done put my drink down.
For you to sing this goddamn Genuine.
Niggas be petty as hell.
Hey, guys, come here.
I want to dance better at night.
What move was the finisher?
Oh,
He hit the Michael Jackson. If ever a nigga hit the Michael Jackson and he pull it off, he wins. So did you hit the Michael Jackson? Or did you hit the turbo?
Can't be there. So let's wrap this up, huh?
What was your finishing move in the dance battle?
I don't know. I did like a spin on the floor or something. See? But I used to like robot, and like I used to take the cup, the top off the cup, and drink.
That was your go-to move, you know what I'm saying? That was probably the winner, and then you got on the floor. That just solidified it, you know what I'm saying?
That was like the only
nigga
move
was
I could
like,
do.
Oh,
that's a game.
What?
He's a legend. That's what they'll say in the crowd.
This nigga, the nigga, as heard on WTMN podcast, nigga Twan. We used to go out to U of M to party. I feel like I might have told this story once or twice over there. But long story short, we in this like big ass party. This nigga is it's like a big, big, big ass like white people party though. But it's like, so it's like one like almost black girl in the joint. But she like real attractive. So I'm like, hey, I'm going to go try to talk to her because our blackness will connect. I chased her down and it did not connect. So I had a beer, so I'm coming back, and it's at the time I ain't even drink beer, so I crack a beer, and I'm drinking, and I'm coming back. Oh no! So when I walk past, I see this nigga Twan in like a JIT battle circle, and he is like jitting his fucking life away, dog. So I'm like, and I walk past, like,
fuck that nigga up. That nigga is not superior. Because
in my mind, I'm like, I ain't really seeing that. Like we was drunk. I'm like. Maybe he dancing, you know, whatever. So I come back, and this nigga is, like, literally, like, in this circle, tearing this shit up. This nigga steps out the circle. I swear to God on my life, this is no exaggeration.
And pulled
this nigga
heart
stepped
out
the circle, like, pushed niggas to the side, like, kicked his jacket back. I swear to God, like, stepped out the circle, and these niggas like, yeah. Like, niggas started cheering. These niggas erupted in cheers for this nigga, dog. I swear to God, dog. I ain't never seen no shit like this before in my entire life. Oh, and he just like walked off like that shit always happened.
I mean, you win some, you lose some.
I wasn't in the battle.
Oh, you were.
I wasn't a part of this battle. You wasn't paying attention at all.
No, I thought you were saying like that was when you challenged. Into the battle.
No.
So how did you even end up in it?
No. We talking about two different parties.
Oh, okay.
No, the first party was when we was at my homegirl's Sweet 16.
Oh, all right.
And then that party was when we was much older. And that's when people used to think we played football.
Because y'all just big niggas.
Just big niggas with U of M shit on. Shout out to Stephen Berry. That's how we got into that party. That motherfucker, like, the line was fucking down.
Because nobody knows what the football team looks like.
And they, like, literally, like, they just looked and was like, they looked at us like, why are you, like... But come up there, like, man, go in.
Right there.
Like,
oh, back. Chilling.
They walk in. They're like, they cut the music down and shit. Like, what? Footballers are here. Yeah! Like, all right. Fuck it.
And if anybody asks y'all know about football, so shit. Y'all complaining wrong, you know what I'm saying?
The
Hey, sometimes you just gotta. It ain't like y'all went there to finesse. The finesse fell upon you.
It sure did.
You feel me? Y'all just went with the flow. That's what you're supposed to do.
It sure did.
Sometimes you just gotta ride the wave. Mm-hmm. It all worked out. Nobody got hurt. Everybody had a good time. Footballers were there. They obviously showed y'all love in the spot. It all worked out. Mm-hmm. That's how we do when we go to Cedar Point. Like, we'll go in there, like, we'll dress, like, really nice, but, like, comfortable. And then we'll, when we get there, we just walk real fast. Like we got somewhere to be type shit. And then, like, we get to the line, we'll just walk to the front like we're supposed to be there. And nobody don't question it because it looked like you're supposed to do it. And from time to time, you just got to walk up to, like, random people and be like, hey, you mind taking a picture with me? And then it's the wildest shit. You could go all the rides. Niggas don't question you or none of that shit. You just got to go with it.
That's the reason why I don't go to Cedar Point at all. Is them fucking lines. I'm good.
Yeah, you just got to act like you're important. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm saying you got to dress nice but comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be hot out there. That sun going to be on your head all day.
My homie's girl used to work at Cedar Point.
Always thought about that to be a lit job. But then I was like, nah, because I don't like being here as a consumer. So working got to be some bullshit.
It's too many people. All young niggas.
Yeah.
In dorms.
Yeah.
With little to no adult supervision.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't, because I think everybody was over 18, so I shouldn't say it like that.
Yeah. But I know what you mean, though, yeah.
Yeah, young niggas. I didn't work there.
They make decent money, though. I mean, I guess, depending on what your lifestyle requires.
I know it was a lot of stuff going on.
I mean, that's hearsay. I can't, you know what I'm saying? In court, mm-hmm. I couldn't use that.
I don't know either.
See the point overrated, though.
We got to hurry up. Podcast. Check us out. Let's roll.
Yeah, hit me up at @DJ_Kobe. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Snapchat. Don't Touch Me is coming. 29 is out now. Available on all streaming. Just type in the word 20 and the number 9. My shit gonna slide. #FG Radio.
Hit stop.